Today, nearly 4,000 Utahns are lacing up their running shoes and putting on a costume for the Utah Food Bank's 18th annual Utah Human Race. CEO and president of the Utah Food Bank, Jeanette Bott, says as many gather in the spirit of Thanksgiving, it's an important time to remember close to 320,000 Utahns face hunger, and 1 in 10 Utah kids don't know where their next meal is coming from. She says by running with an attitude of gratitude, many are helping the food bank in the fight against statewide hunger.
We know that what we do comes as a crucial time for people on a daily basis. But when you have families that are trying to celebrate a holiday tradition, regardless of which holiday they celebrate, and they have to stretch that budget even more, what we do for families is really, really important.
The event is taking place at the Sandy Promenade and starts at 8 in the morning. Runners can choose between a 5K or 10K. The American Farm Bureau Federation found Thanksgiving dinner was less expensive this year than last, but food costs still remain high compared to years past. The group found this year's classic Thanksgiving feast for 10 people costs just over $6 per guest. Bott says the race is part of the food bank's holiday food and fun drive and encourages Utahns to donate food, time, or money if they can.
Any of those three things would be appreciated. And if you don't come to the Utah Food Bank, go to a pantry in your neighborhood or even another organization that you're passionate about. Time of giving is great during the holiday season, and the biggest mistake people make is not doing something.
Bott says for every dollar that goes to the Utah Food Bank, they can turn that into over $8 worth of goods and services. She adds the fight against hunger takes a community-wide approach and reminds folks it's not something that only applies during the holiday season, but throughout the course of the year. She invites Utahns to give thought to what it is they can share with others. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.